Hi everybody, how are you? I'm just gonna take a couple minutes before some people pop on before I give my before I give the message that the Lord has been giving me and actually speaking to me about the past week or so. And I just wanted to share it with you all. And so I'll just wait a couple minutes to see who comes on, and we'll begin. So. Yes. Just waiting. Just wait for a couple more minutes here. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Hi, Diane. How are you? Thank you, Jesus. I'm just waiting for a couple more people to come on. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're feeling well. Good to see you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I praise your name, God. You're worthy, Father God. You're worthy to be praised, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Father God. Have your way this evening, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm not exactly sure how to see what comments would come up here. I can see a heart. Oh, hi. Hi, Diane. I see your message. How are you? God bless you. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Heavenly Father. Yes, yes. Diane, I'm just waiting for a couple of people to pop on, and I will begin. The Lord has given me a message this past week. And I have to release it because he has been confirming it through different ways, and actually through Agnes this morning too as well. So I have to give it. So I'm just waiting for a little bit to start. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Heavenly Father. Hello to whoever just popped on. Welcome, welcome. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Diane. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I'm actually coming on my author's page. I'm not going on my main page, Kelly Young. I'll share it to that page. But I felt to take this message to my author's page before I share it. And we'll see how it works out here. If not, maybe I have to go to my other page because I'm not sure many people know about this one. And I don't know how to post it from one site to another. It's all new for me. Hi, how are you, Marianne? Okay, so I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. Okay, I'm gonna begin. If it's just the two of you, that's great. So, so the Lord had me watch the Esther movie, and I watched the Esther movie with my children. And the next day, I went to a parking lot, and the name Mordecai obviously stood out to me in the movie. And when I went to this parking lot, there was a restaurant, and the restaurant's name was Mordecai. I'm like, okay, God, what are you trying to tell me? What are you trying to say? So I went home and I started to read chapter 6 in Esther, and I'm just going to go through a little bit of what chapter 6 talks about and what was said between the king and Haman. So let me start here. So it was found that Mordecai had exposed the plan of these other officers who were planning to kill, to assassinate King Xerxes. And when the king found out about this, he wanted to honor Haman, and not Haman. I'm sorry. He wanted to honor Mordecai. He says, who's recognized, or what's happened to Mordecai? Has he had any honor, any recognition? And they said to him, no, nothing has been done for him. So Haman had come in. He just entered into the room. And King Xerxes asked him, what shall be done for a man that the king delights to honor? So Haman came around and he said, give him a white robe and a royal robe and a horse that, you know, he can ride on, come in on a horse. So, you know, King Xerxes was like, oh, this sounds great. This is wonderful. Okay. So he told Haman. Now Haman wanted to put Mordecai on the gallows. He wanted to kill Mordecai because Mordecai wouldn't bow down to Haman. So King Xerxes says, well, I'm gonna honor Mordecai. So Haman was devastated because he thought King Xerxes was going to honor him and put him on this pedestal. But no, that wasn't the case. It was where King Xerxes was going to honor Mordecai. So I asked the Lord, I said, why are you giving me this message? What is it that you want me to share? So the Lord was telling me that, so as I started to pray to the Lord and I started to pray for other people, God said, I started to pay for favor for all of you. I said, God, please give your people favor, Father God. They need favor, Father God, and open doors, Lord. So, and the Lord continues to tell me, he's like, there are many people that have been feeling overlooked. And God is saying, you're not overlooked, that God wants to honor you. And even right now, God says he wants to set things straight and right in your life and that you are about ready to be honored. So get ready because he's going to honor you. And after I had heard this message, I said, God, okay, am I going to share this with everybody? Because I wanted to share it at the right time. So then the Lord, the next day, I was trying to find something to do with my children in our town. And I looked up things to do in North Carolina. And the Lord said to me, So when I went to go Google it, I Googled in things to do. And what came up was the name Mordecai. So I'm like, okay, God, so you're telling me, yes, this is a message that the people need to hear. He wants me to deliver this message. And he wants to say that you are no longer going to be overlooked. You are about ready to be honored in front of others. Others are going to see that you're honored. God is honoring you. For those times when you felt like you were held back or you were, maybe you were the one watching things happening for other people, but nothing was happening for you. But now God is saying things are going to happen for you. It's your time. This is your favor. These open doors are coming to you. So get ready. God is about ready to honor you. So I just wanted to come on and I wanted to give this message, but I also wanted to ask for if there is any prayer requests that I can pray for any of you. I would love to pray for you. So that's it. So that's the message. So God's getting ready to do something in your life, and I'm excited because it's time. God is saying it's time. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for those that are listening, Lord God, and I thank you, Father God, for those that are going to listen to this message, Lord God. I want to just praise your name, God. I want to glorify your name for all that you're about to do, Lord God. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Heavenly Father. We worship you, God, and we honor you, Lord God. I thank you, God. I thank you, Father God. There's no one like you, Lord. There's no one like you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ashakurudo shanamamamo shakaradiandai. Shelly is saying that's funny. That was a prophetic word at my church last Sunday. Yes, praise God. Thank you, God. That's funny. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. He's so good. He's so good. God, you are so good. God, you're so good. The song's going to, he's so good. He's so good to me. He's so good. He's so good. He's so good to you. Yes, Marianne, to heal wounds. Marianne's asking for prayer to heal wounds from her past. So yes, God, I lift up Marianne to you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, for Marianne. I thank you for your daughter, God. I thank you for what you're going to do in her life, Lord God. I thank you for the changes he's going to bring in your life. Marianne, I just keep hearing changes. God is bringing changes into your life. There's going to be changes, but it's going to be one right after the other. So I thank you, God, for those changes that you're bringing upon her, Lord God. I thank you for the healing, Father God, that you're bringing to her. Cleanse her, Father, from all her wounds, Lord God. I thank you that, Father God, you died on the cross for our wounds, Lord. You set us free, Father God. So I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I'm also hearing, Father God, what she sees today, God. Tomorrow she will not see, Lord God. I'm decreeing and declaring over you, Marianne, restoration. Restoration. I just keep hearing restoration. Restoration. So I declare restoration over you, Marianne. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Yes, Diane, God is so kind. I love him too. I love him too. He's so good. He's so good. I thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. I praise your name, oh God. Yes, Lord. We praise your name, God. I thank you, Heavenly Father. Yes, if there's any more prayer requests, just type it in. And I'd love to pray for you. I love to pray for you. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Jesus, I thank you, God. I thank you, Father God, that you see us, Lord God, that you recognize us, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you recognize your people, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that you're going to honor them, Lord God, where they have not seen honor, God. You're going to honor them, Lord God. So I thank you for this, Lord God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for this turnaround that you're bringing, God. I thank you for this turnaround, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Yes, God. I thank you, Father God, for Diane, Lord. I thank you for your daughter, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that you love her, Lord God. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God. Yes, Father God, come in and heal her of all her wounds, Lord God. Yes, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God. Diane, I just see you taking one step right after the other. One step, one step, one step at a time. One step you're going to overcome, then another step, then you're going to overcome that, and another step you're going to overcome that. So I thank you, God. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I exalt your name, God, for you are worthy, Father God. You are worthy to be praised, Lord. There's no one like you, God. There's no one like you, God. Yes, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Oh, shananiando kurodosha. Jesus, yes, Lord God, have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I just come against all disappointments right now in Jesus' name. I just come against all the disappointments in your life. And whoever is dealing with disappointment, I just come against those disappointments in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, because you're about ready. He's about ready to do something new. He's about ready to do something new. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. I speak to Diane right now, Father God, and I declare healing. I declare healing over her body in Jesus' name. And I ask for her stones to dissolve miraculously. I ask for miracle working God, Father God. You are our miracle working God. And I thank you, Jesus, that you are about ready to work some miracles in Diane's life. So I decree and declare miracles upon miracles upon miracles, Lord God. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Diane, I keep hearing this word stagnant, like stagnant. I guess where something is kind of old, but I feel like this is, you're no longer going to be stagnant. Those things that were stagnant, they're not going to be stagnant any longer. They're going to be new. New, new, new. So I declare the new thing that God is bringing into your life. I declare it over you in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Diane, I'm also hearing there's more to come. There's more to come. There's more to come. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. There's no one like you, God. I glorify your name, Father God, for you are worthy, Father God. You are worthy to be praised, oh God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Yes, I bless. Marianne saying she's blessing those on this site. So yes, Lord God, we bless those on this site. Father God, those who are watching, Lord God, those who are going to watch, Lord God, I bless them, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord God. Shelly's asking for healing of her allergies. Yes, my son suffers with allergies as well. And yes, Shelley, I will be praying. I'll pray for you right now. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I ask that you would come and just wash Shelley in your blood, Lord, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. Father God, I pray for no more suffering in her allergies, Lord God. I pray for no more suffering, Lord God. I ask that you would clear her nasal passages, Lord God, that she can breathe easily, Lord God. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Yes, God, I lift up your daughter, Shelley, to you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that you love her, God. That you love her, God. You see her, God. He's smiling on you, Shelley. He's smiling upon you, Shelley. I thank you, God. I thank you. You sang, she's so lovely. She's so lovely. So lovely, Shelley. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that he just adores his children. He adores us so much. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Usually when I pray to the Lord, I say, God, I want your heart. So when I give my prophetic words, I ask the Lord for his heart. And he may give me his heart for a few people. He may give me his heart for everyone. But when I pray to him, I ask him, God, I want to have your heart. And sometimes it's weighty. And sometimes I have to pray it through and cry it through. And I thank you, Lord. Yes, yes, no more allergies over Kyle, too. Yes, Lord. Yes, thank you, Diane. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Hi, Terrence. How are you? Thank you for joining. Bless you. Bless you, bless you, bless you. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father. Yes, I guess that's it. That's all that I have, but I just wanted to come on and give this message and pray for whoever needed prayer. I wanted to try this out on my author's page to see how that would work. Or if I have to go to my main page, I don't know. But I wanted to give it a shot on my author's page first. And but I think next time when I go on, I may just go on my regular Kelly page. I'm not exactly sure how all this works. I don't know how to move one thing over to the next. So it's a learning curve for me. But I thank you, everybody, for joining me. I pray that God blesses you and that you have a blessed week. And I just speak the joy of the Lord over you all. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father. Have a good night, and I hope to see you guys again soon.